Power Stewart.
Yeah. They really had
Chalkham saw they didn't have that once upon a time.
Really? Now, can you tell me about the kind of boats you had? Around, what kind of little boats you had maybe?
You mean a rowboat or a motorboat?
Well, just, you know, boats without motors, boats that you might
that
take.
That was a Piro.
Piro?
Piro. People used to row them boat miles and miles.
What was a pirogue made like? Can you tell me what it was made like?
I'm thinking now. You could have made them yourself out of wood,
mm-hmm.
surface.
Mm-hmm.
Some people used to take the hollow of a log,
yeah.
a tree that would be hollow, and shape it into a boat,
yeah.
and they would use it.
Did you ever see a flat bottom boat?
Yeah, we used
flat
to
bottoms.
Have a flat bottom with two in.
What did they call those?
They called that that's a paddling boat.
Yeah.
See, they used to have a canoe.
Uh-huh.
And they had a flat bottom boat.
They're called a bateau or?
A bateau, yeah. That bateau. Was a bateau. So.
Bateaus.
But bateau. That's how we used to cross the bay all the time, in that flat bottom boat.
Uh-huh.
Go to the store or go visit a neighbor course and paddle it back.
Yeah.
When the high water came in 1927, we built a boat. It took us all night to build that boat for about 10 men.
Yeah. What happened? Tell me about that.
When that high water, you could hear that water coming behind you, I bet, 6-7 miles away.
Uh-huh.
That we were notified before that time to get ready, that the water was going to hit by a tash.
Yeah.
And everything that that water would touch, it would turn it over. It was about 10 feet high.
Uh-huh.
So then when it hit by a tash, we left home and we went and lived farther by where they could pick us up because the bridge was going to be flooded out when
yeah.
you called this morning.
Yeah.
That bridge, you wouldn't be able to use it. So we left. We took the animals, of course, by it at about 90 head. We left the chicken and the hog over here. And while we were on the other side there, after the water finished rise, we had a half an acre of land
uh-huh.
for them 90 animals and for us to live on. Had we stayed right here at home, we had 20 acres, no water at all in our field. When we get back, the chicken and the hog were just as fat and roaming. That's what happened to that high water.
Really?
I tied my house to that pecan tree. Honestly, I did that up, took a tied us to that base.
Yeah?
And I tied to that tree with a, it wasn't necessary, but nobody knew. So say they were to have 4 foot of water in here. And God bless us, we didn't have none at all. We lost all our crop that year, but one cut of corn, every bit of it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we came back and found the place.
Mm. That's an interesting story.
Hey, yes, it's pretty fast.
Now, if you just built a boat, you say you're going to do what? You're going to put it in the water, you're going to...
What do you...